Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Millions of Americans are taking a long weekend in honor of Labor Day. The holiday is considered the unofficial end of summer. Many people are traveling, but others are happy to fire up their barbecue and enjoy a restful weekend at home.
Our subject this week is barbecue and the latest in outdoor living.
Barbecue can mean three things. It can mean the grill, where meats and other foods are cooked over hot coals or an open fire. It can mean the act of cooking the foods. And it can mean the foods themselves. Barbecued meats might be soaked in a tasty mixture for several hours and cooked much slower than other grilling methods. Barbecue has long been an American tradition, although favorite preparations and meats differ by area. For example, Kansas City, Missouri prefers cooking pork with a sweet sauce. Texas is known for its beef barbecue with herbs and spices called rubs. North Carolina favors pork and thin sauces made with tangy vinegar. South Carolina likes a thick sauce made from tomatoes. And in California and other states, many people like to barbecue seafood. Barbecued hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken are popular all across the country. The Kansas City Barbecue Society holds the American Royal Barbecue Championship every year in October. The organization says it is one of the biggest barbecue competitions in the world. Teams compete for prizes up to $10,000. Last year, 500 teams entered the contest. There were 900 judges from about 30 states. And with all that hard work, the American Royal Barbecue Championship also includes a big concert and fireworks show. Last year, the group Lone Star performed. Here is Lone Star with What About Now?
What about now? How about tonight?
Many women enjoy barbecuing, but some people call backyards with grills the man's kitchen. A smoky barbecue is part of a culture shared by many American men. These social gatherings are about more than just cooking food. They are often ways for men to build greater friendships. They have humorous arguments about how much barbecue sauce to use or the right temperature for grilling. Each claims to be the best cook or to have the biggest and best grill. Also, each claims to have a secret for the best tasting barbecue sauce. Michael Lampkin is a medical researcher who lives in Bowie, Maryland. Often his work requires him to travel far from home as many as 4 days a week. Mr. Lampkin says that when he returns home, he is happy to cook on his barbecue grill at least once a week. He says there are a few reasons he likes to grill.
Being outdoors and just the taste in general, it's a taste that you can't duplicate inside. I think that's one of the nicer things about grilling, and grilling is something you can do year-round. I've even gone outside in the snow. That's one of the nice things about grilling. You can do it anytime, all the time.
Many people have just a simple, low-cost barbecue. They light charcoal, either lump coal or hardwood, and wait for it to get hot. But more and more people are choosing grills that operate with gas. Some of these grills can be very costly. Some people even build a complete outdoor living area around them. These might include a swimming pool and gardens with trees and flowers. Some outdoor living areas have kitchens, so people do not have to go inside the house for water or to keep food cold. There may be a separate outdoor sitting room with a fireplace and a room for eating. Complex music and video systems are also a part of some outdoor rooms. Outdoor living areas can be much less costly, yet still be welcoming. In both cases, backyard fountains with their calming sounds of water have become more common.
Designers say technology has had a great effect on outdoor living spaces. Furniture made with newer materials can be cleaned easily with water from a garden hose. In the past, tables and chairs made with wood, cloth, or metal often required special cleaning or were easily damaged by rain and the sun. Some people decorate their outdoor living areas to look as nice to them as the inside of their homes. Homeowner Brenda Dispenza also lives in Bowie, Maryland. She recently had a patio built in the backyard of her home. A patio is built on a flat, open area. Brenda Dispenza's patio is made of colorful stone. There are tables and chairs with umbrellas to block the sun on hot days. Hanging lights create a pleasant nighttime setting. But Ms. Dispenza says she likes her flowers and plants the most.
I have a lot of different flowers that I planted. So I have juniper, roses, petunias, and I also have hibiscus. I work so many long hours that I want a place to come where I can relax. And so my backyard is kind of my haven from the rest of the world.
There are no rules for creating the right environment for an outdoor area. Brenda Dispenza says all you have to do is choose the things you like. Then invite friends and family over to talk, eat, and have a good time.
I entertain a lot more since I've gotten it. A lot of people enjoy the space, and so it's kind of nice because it's so inviting that people don't mind when I say, hey, come on over, let's have dinner, just sit outside around your plants.
However Americans choose to spend Labor Day and the last days of summer, music is often part of the activities. We leave you with a song that celebrates the season. Here is Summertime by Will Smith.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Our program was written and produced by LaJuan Davis. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. You can download transcripts and archives of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. And we hope you can join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
School is out and it's sort of a buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, applying from the beauty salon. Every moment fronting and maxing, chilling in the car, they spend all day waxing. Leaning to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition.